Hey Let's guys, go.
Welcome back.
Oh, sorry.
To an interruption by Jared.
You will get a lot of this. Yeah.
We're going to do a quick homie work because Ryan.
We have specifically to do, Taylor, you have to do the full intro.
No, I'm not doing the full intro. We're going to talk about the worst game I've ever played in my life. It's called Psychonauts 2. Let's go. Just
Man,
kidding.
We are off the rails. We didn't even get to Did I Say It?
That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Welcome back to another episode of Did I Say Podcast.
Oh, shit.
I'm Tay. This is Ryan, and I have Jared. And we're gonna talk about
it's good to be
Psychonauts
back.
2, a homie work that Ryan made me play.
I don't know if I said welcome to Did I Say Podcast at the beginning of the last intro?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We will definitely find out.
Okay. So today we're talking about an unexpected homie work because I didn't even know you had started playing Psychonauts 2. And then you messaged us and we're like, hey, I finished Psychonauts 2. Mm-hmm. And we were both like, yo.
And by finished, he does mean he played it for 2 minutes and dropped it.
And I was like, I'm never playing this god awful game again. Yeah. I'm
just kidding. Taylan. We don't know actually what your impressions are of this game.
Actually, First of all, Ryan, I want to know why you suggested it to me.
Well, because I'd started playing it because I wanted to talk about it with art direction, but I wanted to be refreshed on it a bit because I played it when it released, which was not actually that long ago, and beat it in like a few days. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to play it through again just because I enjoyed it so much. But then I also wanted to talk about it for art direction.
And he's just being nice.
And Jared had played it. Already, and I knew we needed a homie work episode for someone, one of y'all to play.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So I chose Taylan because it is a 3D platformer at its core, and we're both a pretty big fan of those games.
Yeah.
Like, Banjo-Kazooie was a game that I told you about, you knew about it.
Love that game.
But you played it, I think, because I loved it so much.
Correct.
And then you loved it.
Yes.
But you played it as an adult.
Right.
Yeah.
Still so hits.
I was like, great you game. Should play Psychonauts then, because it is a 3D platformer, but it is a bit of a more mature take.
Indeed.
Yeah. So I just wanted to read
And
your
I have played the original.
The original ago. Psychonauts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I love that game.
Yeah.
So
great. We'll preface that I played Psychonauts 1.
Okay.
A long time ago.
Full context.
Great game. Yeah. And then like 12 years later, they're like, here's Psychonauts 2, randomly. Which is insane.
A very troubled development.
There's a Rhombus of Ruin, which is a VR game, which came up before Psychonauts 2 did.
Pretty short.
Yes.
Pretty short. But it's supposed to be pretty good.
The story of Rhombus of Ruin is like immediately after Psychonauts 1. And then Psychonauts 2 is immediately after Rhombus of Ruin.
There's some callbacks to it.
There's nothing you're missing in the time span of like these characters' lives between the games.
Yeah.
And there is a, if anyone's interested in the development of Psychonauts 2, there's a like mini docuseries on YouTube about the development of the game where they followed them throughout the entire development. And it's fascinating. It's super interesting, but it was a pretty troubled development. And to see all of that like unraveling on camera with all these different people, and then like halfway through the development they're acquired by Microsoft, and like to see all of that stuff happening behind the scenes is really really interesting.
You know, I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right.
It's really cool. So I recommend it.
So Psychonauts 2 or Psychonauts just in general is about Raz or Rasputin Aquato. He goes by Raz. He is a part of a circus family.
Yep.
And he decides he doesn't want to
perform. He's like an acrobatic.
Correct.
Which is why he's good 3D platformer moves.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, which is interesting in and of itself. But he runs away. He wants to join the Psychonauts.
And why does he run away, though?
I don't remember.
Because he has psychic abilities.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
and
right,
his family is afraid of that.
Yes.
Because the family has a curse.
That's weird. A family of acrobats, like you work in a circus.
Yeah.
Like
you think you're doing.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be like money.
Yeah. Well, there's a bit of there's a bit of a twist on why they are not so happy with his abilities. Mm. It's not that they disapprove of it. It's that they have, I don't know how much I want to talk about.
Yeah.
We don't have to spoil anything because I think the point of Homie Work is to either recommend or not recommend a game.
But anyways, he runs away from home, goes to the Psychonauts camp, and then all this crazy stuff happens. That's the first game. And the second game takes place basically right after the first game, and now he's going to go to...
The Psychonauts headquarters.
Psychonauts.
It has a name. Yeah.
He's like remember. He's like
Mother Brain,
an actual Psychonaut now, right? Like in the second one, the whole thing is like
it's he's like first... an intern.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But it's
and
like
then, of course, his... all this crazy stuff happens.
First, yeah, it's his first job like in a an official capacity because the first one's all about him training to become a Psychonaut. Yeah.
The boss in this one is the puppet master behind the boss in the first one. That's pulling the strings, kind of thing.
Right.
But it's not.
It's not a good game about like psychoanalysis without some kind of deep conspiracy plot in the background.
Yeah.
But so.
So anyway, so I'm gonna first give the pro. Well, first of all, it took me almost 30 hours to beat the game, so it's a pretty fairly long game or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah. It's a.
All right, let me look up. I got like a bunch of notes here. So first of all, the pros of the game is the game looks gorgeous.
Yes,
it's a good looking game.
It is, and the aesthetic
unexpectedly so.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's very vibrant, very colorful. Each level that you go to and explore is vastly different and interesting, and the aesthetic for those are wildly different. Mm-hmm. So you never know when you jump into someone's mind.
Yeah.
What kind of
what's coming next?
What art style is it going to be? Or you know, in that. Is a reflection on who they are.
Correct.
Which is automatically more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than just like, here's a crazy level. And it's just like, but why? And it's like, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, you can play the game without thinking about the depth of the game. Like, correct. You could just have fun playing the game and exploring.
And it's very, like, well written. It's, like, witty and fun. And
I haven't gotten there yet, Jer. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So if you just want to play it at surface level, you can do that, and it's great.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. You can have it either way, whatever you want.
You can play it like Banjo-Kazooie, is what I'm saying.
Correct, yeah.
You or can just you can play it like Banjo-Kazooie.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's visually, it's a complete trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the story was intriguing. Mm-hmm. I really liked the story.
Yeah.
It was very heartfelt, each... experience you have jumping into like these new characters' minds has a very heartfelt story behind them. Mm-hmm. Like very early on, this isn't very spoiler.
You're so close.
Oh my gosh, it's
not
early
very
on
spoilery.
Spoilery, mm-hmm. Perfect. And but you jump into the mind of the main boss lady. And she tried to manipulate somebody's mind, and then she's trying to like deal with that or whatever.
The trauma or the guilt or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Someone took credit for her work, basically. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's interesting because it's like that's something that a lot of people don't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really cool rather than just being like a lot of other, I don't want to say like generic traumas that people use, like in stories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trauma's a big deal, but
it's not very grounded in the same way. Like most of us haven't had to deal with the trauma of like killing someone.
Right.
But the trauma of like having something you worked really hard on stolen
from you,
taken credit by someone else is like a thing it's that most people have struggled with.
Yeah.
So, and it's more grounded in that sense, and I really like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they do that a lot with a lot of the characters, which I thought was really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that rather than just like, I think we talked about it before, but it's like the guy who plays football, but he doesn't want to play football. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's a generic trope, and they didn't
just let me dance, Dad.
Just let me dance. That's right.
I just want to dance. It's very much like don't judge a book by its cover kind of game. Like it kind of tries to show that where you see someone and you can say, wow, they're mentally ill.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. They're crazy.
Right.
This dives into their mind, gives you their perspective, sees you see what they went through, mm-hmm. and it gives an understanding and like you have compassion.
Yes.
I think compared to a game like Hellblade, which is all about mental illness, mm-hmm. and it tries to do it in a like thoughtful way, but it's so much about like trying to make you understand the burden of mental illness of yeah. like, oh my gosh, this is so like overwhelming and like makes you feel so like claustrophobic and like anxious and blah, blah, blah. This game is like, we all struggle with a lot of trauma and stuff, but it deals with it in a very like heartfelt, sincere tone
right.
of like walk a mile in each of these person's shoes.
Yeah.
But then it ties it together in a holistic narrative that really works on both levels for yeah. me, which is like such a feat, I yeah. think.
No, I agree. And it does it in a way that's not like
offensive.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. it's also like, it just goes to show you how many people struggle with so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't, you would never know
yeah.
until mm-hmm. unless you delved into them.
I feel like at its core, a game like Hellblade is trying to show you how people with mental illness can be othered, how they can be pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
And this game is trying to make you willing to pull those people in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make you accept those people and understand them better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's a big difference in tone. And I think Psychonauts does that super well.
Yeah.
I think by its nature of like the psychoanalysis thing of like jumping into people's minds and understanding them
mm-hmm.
really helps you to connect with those characters in a way that most games can't actually do at all,
because right.
it just doesn't work in that context.
Yeah.
So you get really close to these characters while also seeing what they struggle with and
yeah.
and that kind of thing. That's really yeah. cool. I love that.
Oh, I thought the powers were really cool. Yeah. A lot of them carried over from the first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they did introduce some new powers, which I really enjoyed. They were quick and like responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good to use.
Yeah, they feel good to use.
They're fun to tinker with. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
It's like experimenting with them is really fun.
Yeah.
And the environment like encourages you to find little secrets and stuff.
Yeah. Some abilities are used for exploration, while some are used for combat, while some yeah. are just like things that help progress the story, like getting into people's minds yeah. and things like that.
And yeah. you can use them for that. But like, I think we talked on a previous episode about like seeing yourself from other people's perspective when you project into their mind,
yeah.
seeing how people perceive you is like, it doesn't necessarily further the story, but it is absolutely hilarious to mm-hmm. see how different people
mm-hmm.
think of you.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that, where using the powers in ways that doesn't further the story, but is just fun to mess around with.
Right.
Makes it really satisfying.
Yeah.
I love that too.
Yeah. No, I thought they were interesting. I wish there was more of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
But basically every ability that you get, you can utilize in the world, in the environment, and you can use them in combat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're jumping into a thought, you can actually use that in combat and like, pull the enemy to you, or you can pull them, or you pull yourself to them. I can't remember which one it is, but it still is interesting. Is it where you can still use it in combat? It's not like you can only use it to move around the level
yeah.
or to complete a puzzle. You can still actually use it in combat, which yeah. I thought was
yeah.
well done.
I love yeah. when games do that,
like
when a power has a utility and offensive or defensive.
Yeah. Right.
It's cool.
And they teach you that in the tutorial, like when you get the pyrokinesis,
mm-hmm.
it's like, yeah, you can use it in combat, especially since some enemies are weak to fire, but you can also use it to find secrets, like burning the poster on the wall
reveals right.
a hole
yeah.
in the wall. So that's neat. Just like experiment with your abilities, because you never know what you're going to find.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And last pro for me is that it was genuinely funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, laugh out loud
funny. So hard to yeah. do in games.
And, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you when games try to make jokes yeah. or
yeah.
a play double on something, and it just
general.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Double fine.
General, so funny. Yeah. They definitely, tuned it just yeah. right. Yeah, it's, like, just quirky enough.
Yeah.
But man, it's yeah. so funny, dude. Yeah. They just did such a great job with a lot of their humor. And uh-huh. I think mm-hmm. for me, a lot of it landed.
Yeah.
Like, it just hit just right.
Are you worried that the name Dr. Touch sounds a little creepy?
Do you think I should switch back to Organ Master?
No.
Finger Dude?
No.
Flesh Friend?
Stop.
Most of it lands for me.
Yeah.
And like, even when it doesn't, it's almost never a miss where I'm like, why did you put that in here?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think the big problem is a lot of games think of the structure of a joke in the way that movies or TV would do it, mm-hmm. and then they try and do that in a video game, and it just doesn't play.
It just doesn't work.
It's little things like projecting into the mind of a rat and seeing yourself as a giant rat. It's absolutely hilarious.
Right.
So yeah. it's little stuff like that where they think about it very,
yeah,
very like cleverly in the framework of how do games work.
Right.
And yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that you often are the instigator of the joke.
The rat one is like, you don't see that perspective until after you give the rat cheese. So now he sees you as a,
right.
as a big friend. Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Which yeah. is just another yeah. layer to the joke. Yeah. Of like, yeah. You used to be just a dude, yeah. but yeah. now you're one of the boys.
Yeah. 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 It's so funny yeah. to me. But it's like what you were talking about before. It's like you find with the guy at the bacon, mm-hmm. but it's like, so there's a guy and there's a girl and they're standing in front of each other and you jump into her mind and she sees him like love, as this, yeah. like a love interest, like yeah. the super handsome guy. Mm-hmm. You jump into his mind, he's just thinking about bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, oh my gosh. So yeah.
It's like the, bacon. He's probably, yeah. He's probably thinking about someone else's
right.
name.
Yeah. And the dialogue and he's like, bacon. Reflects yeah. that too. Like she's like yeah. trying to get something out of him and right. he's just like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. She's like, just bacon floating around yeah. his face. Yeah, yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. But a lot of it is just, yeah, just it hits so good. And they just did a really good job with the writing. Mm-hmm. And that's just the thing. It's just really, really good writing.
And we're going to end the episode there.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
End of his pro list.
All right. I'm going to talk about the cons now. And mm-hmm. I think the level design is rough.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it can be a little convoluted. Huh. It can be like, I appreciate that they want you to kind of explore a little bit.
Yeah.
But it feels like they didn't quite find a balance between like that structured flow of like go down corridor, solve puzzle, mm-hmm. continue, and open world, like just tinker around and find elements that you need to move mm-hmm. on. It's a little bit, it's in an odd space between those two things mm-hmm. for me.
Yeah.
Like I remember specifically the outside of the hospital mm-hmm. level where you're like, just I wandered around for a long time. Like first you're just trying to collect the collectible stuff, but like, right. especially if someone's not really interested in doing that, you're just kind of like tinkering with your powers to see like, well, I know I have to like open something or like, but it's not very clear to me what I should be doing next.
Right.
And in that sense, I do feel like they kind of fell short.
Yeah. There was quite a few times I got like lost in the level and didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I know they tried to solve that by having Raz being like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they don't do it to where it's like super like intrusive to the yeah. gameplay or mm-hmm. whatever, where it feels like, you know, I should shoot him in his weak spots. You know, he doesn't say yeah. stuff like that or no. whatever. You know, they don't do it too much, which mm-hmm. was good.
But I feel like that's a bit of a shortcut. Just having your character be like, I should check behind that painting is not really, that's not good level design. That's like
right.
circumventing good level design.
Right.
Like I wish they had more of like a Half-Life 2 approach of where like you just have visual cues.
Yeah. Another thing is I thought, so I wasn't sure if I could interact with certain objects in certain points. Mm-hmm. And then like I thought I should be able to or manipulate it. And then I wasn't able to. And I was confused why I wasn't able mm-hmm. to
yeah,
interact.
Yeah, I did get that. Yeah.
Here's another thing, because I love the first one so much. But I thought the beginning of the story was kind of frustrating because Raz already like proved himself, so now he has to prove himself again. To me, wasn't very satisfying because mm-hmm. I was just like,
especially when narratively they take place so close together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I kind of felt like it slowed down the pace.
Well,
a little bit.
Just like, yeah, I mean, I think narratively it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but to me personally, yeah. it felt like
it's less compelling
yeah.
to right. see that type of
narrative. I mean, but I get it because yeah. most people probably have never even played.
Well, he goes to this yeah. agency where he expects to be much more praised for his right. work, but this lady is like a no-nonsense type lady that runs this place.
Yeah.
And she gets interns all the time.
Right.
That think they're right. the stuff.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he's just another intern to her.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it's at. And
yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense in the narrative. I don't yeah. think it's like out of place or anything like that, but I would have liked, and they move away from it pretty quickly, I think, into mm-hmm. like a different problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been cool. You know, I want a little praise too.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been cool to see
yeah.
just a little bit of a different twist on that type of story.
Yeah. And they do like bring it up later on. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, oh yeah, you are like really capable with your abilities and stuff like that. So it's like they kind of recognize that, I think.
Praise.
Which is also, they did a good job with that. Some of the platforming, which I talked about, the levels are kind of frustrating, but sometimes the platforming has some jank to it. Mm-hmm. There's a time where Raz would basically hit his face on, like...
There are times where you're, like, jumping across ledges where I'm like, I should have made that.
Right. He should have, yeah. Jump. Where it's like, grab the freaking thing, Raz, and he would, like, smash his face on it and completely miss and just,
Yeah, there were some jumps...
How did you miss it?
Lift yourself up.
Yeah. There were some jumps where you have to really maximize your distance with the balloon ability. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, like, it'll look like you can't make the jump or something.
Yeah.
But there's, like, nowhere else to go, so you're like, what do I do? Well, you just have to get the timing perfect on the jump. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there was some way I didn't think of to solve this that I should have. Mm-hmm. But, that did happen a little bit.
Yeah.
I think overall, I enjoyed the level design and the platforming very much so. But, yeah.
Here's my last thing is that... sometimes basically the levels are split up into like three segments and sometimes I thought, man, they are a slog to get through.
Yeah, there's one level in particular
and
really 70s type
level. It's like there's like I don't know, it's like I would have preferred fewer levels because there's so many levels, a ton of them. The psychedelic was one of my favorite ones just because I thought it looked really interesting. Mm-hmm. But
you're correct.
I almost wish they would have taken the route instead of like a lot of the levels, there's only one way to beat it. Mm-hmm. And you have to follow this certain path.
It's linear.
I wish I would have had, because you have all these cool abilities, if they would have just given you kind of a level and then you decide how you solve it with your ability.
That's the big difference between like Banjo-Kazooie, Super Mario 64, and Psychonauts is like, you jump into a world on Mario and it's like, where do I get to go? I can go anywhere I want. And Banjo-Kazooie, it's like, which way do I want to go? How do I want to solve this?
Yeah.
Psychonauts is like, you start here, you go here.
Right.
And then you go here.
Yeah. And it was becoming methodical.
Yeah.
And so to me, that was becoming less interesting. And also it's like, as much as I love the quirky, crazy levels, they were almost giving me some fatigue because it's like, well, what wacky world am I going to be in now? Mm-hmm. And it's like,
no matter how crazy something is, when you've seen eight different crazy things back to back, your brain just doesn't have a capacity to like acknowledge or appreciate how weird it is. Because your brain's like, I don't know what to expect at all anymore.
Yeah.
So like, this is just another weird thing.
Yeah.
You kind of tune out. So I think you're probably right that smaller levels where you like explore that style a little bit more broadly would have helped your brain to appreciate it more.
I think if they fixed your last con, it would fix your first con or your second con.
It would probably fix most of my frustrations with the game. You know what I mean? I don't think the game's bad at all. I definitely was getting like fatigued towards the end. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have three segments in here. Now I'm in some paper world or something like that. And I'm like, okay. But I think just if they had a more open level
The library level. That one was a little long.
Yeah.
You wanted it to get to the end. Yeah.
Yeah. But if they would have given you, you know, you've got these cool powers. Now let me solve it how I want to do it. Mm-hmm. I think that would have basically solved all of my issues.
I think that's a really cool idea. More of an emphasis on like open world problem solving. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. I think that would have been really cool. It's a good game. I would recommend it to people because it is a crazy platformer.
Yeah.
With a lot of heart. It's got a lot of charm. It's got a lot of heart. But I would probably give it like a 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a bad game by any means. I probably won't go back to play it.
I think it's one of those games where it's hard to give it a numerical score because the highs are
very high.
High, but also uniquely high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like getting good jokes consistently throughout a game is a very difficult challenge that they nail.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, I would give it a 7 out of 10. But the thing is, if you like funny games, this is your game. Right. You should play this game.
It's going to hit hard for you.
Yeah. So it's hard to give it a numerical score.
And it's just like, I don't know. It's like the hub world didn't work for me as well as having the campground did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like everybody's there. And like the interns were kind of hit or miss. I also just,
the kids in the camp are absolutely hysterical. Yeah. Like all of them are so weird and
hilarious. Definitely miss those characters in the second one.
You do, for sure.
But yeah.
I think if they just fixed and tweaked it to, I would still love a Psychonauts 3.
Oh.
I think that they just keep going. Just keep making them. Mm-hmm. I think.
Assuming Microsoft doesn't close the studio. I hope that they do get a chance to do a third one.
Double punch.
I know. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with Psychonauts. I'm just worried that a studio as good and storied and accomplished as Double Fine might be in a precarious situation. And I truly hope that we get to see them make a Psychonauts 3 that doesn't take over a decade.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I have this, like, there's like, if you split Psychonauts into two, you just be like, I love all of this stuff. And then it's like, man, I really did not enjoy this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, just give me more of the stuff that I love.
Yeah, I agree with your cons. To me, they just didn't, they weren't as much of a con as they were for you. To me, it was like, I just got over those things and was like, having a fun time with the game.
Yeah.
And
for
me, the charm
game,
and the mechanics
and
everything
just made up for it. I think for me, it's more of like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend. Yeah.
And I can absolutely see why. You know what I mean?
It's tough because at some point you're talking about an average. Mm-hmm. Like 9 out of 10 is correlating so many different elements of this game into one score. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, that's something critics have always struggled with is like, how do we communicate what this game actually feels like to play?
Yeah.
But I would say Psychonauts is a game where you will look back very fondly on playing it, but you will have these little yellow flags sticking up all along the way of just like, you made a platformer where it doesn't feel very good to platform. That's a shame.
Yeah.
But
I think it felt great to platform, but it would be nice to see it in a more open environment.
The platforming itself is not bad, but there are just elements of it that feel like he was talking about that just feel a little undercooked. Mm-hmm. I remember multiple times, like when you're doing the balancing on the ball thing where you have to bounce, like the bounce feels a little floaty compared to when you're running and jumping.
Yeah.
The difference between those two things feels a little bit like two separate types of platformer.
Yeah.
Little stuff like that where I'm like, okay, I'm having trouble getting the hang of this because I keep alternating between these two different modes of travel and they feel very different.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that kind of like stuck in my craw. Hmm. For a very southern expression of frustrations in that game.
Yeah.
But anyway, overall, I love that game. Yeah. And
it's a great game.
It's the kind of game where it's like, I would buy merchandise of the characters in that game because they're so endearing and they're so memorable.
Absolutely are.
And it's hard to say.
I just want the bacon guy.
Absolutely.
I just want a helmet with bacon.
I want Raz as a rat.
Well, Raz is voice acted by the one of the voice actors from Invader Zim.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, that was one thing that I appreciated is that they brought him back to play Raz again.
Yes.
And they kept him, because he's like 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They kept his like immature child likeness still intact, which I appreciated.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but, it's great. I like you said,
there's nothing like it.
7 doesn't feel unfair to me, but at the same time, it's such a labor of love. From Double Fine. Yeah. I feel like all their games are like, it's a 7 out of 10 for most people. But if you're the kind of person who likes this style of game and storytelling, it's going to be a classic for you.
Right.
Like, it's hard to recommend with specificity, I guess.
Yeah. I think I'm probably just blinded by the charm.
Cons
don't feel like much of a con.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
They're just so few and far between.
Okay. Cool.
I'm glad you liked it. It's very cool. I guess I'm next up on the roster, but I don't have a homie work yet. So we'll see what happens.
Game for you, Taylan. Thank him for watching.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Play Psychonauts 2. Let us know what you think.
Play Psychonauts 2. It's on Game Pass.
The first one's also on Game
Pass. Jinx 1-2-3. Give me one of your Cokes.
I already did. Did you not get one?
Not yet.
Or vanilla.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't want your trash.
Anyways,
Cokes.
Thanks for watching and tune in.
Check out our YouTube
next week for whatever we've got.
Yeah, we'll have something going on.
Something.
Sam Webster did the music for intro and outro.
Sam Webster.
Oh, you guys may not know this. Sam Webster did the intro outro music so good.
All right, cool, guys. Don't forget to save.
Don't forget to save. All right, don't forget to save.